Hello, and welcome to the BTG Podcast. I am your host, Jen Fable, of BTG Wellness and LiveLifeUnbroken.com. BTG stands for Bridge the Gap, and it's inspired by my own healing journey. After receiving 7 different mental health diagnoses by the age of 19, I quickly realized that there is a massive gap between what I believed and understood in my head and what I truly felt in my heart. And no matter how many therapists I went to, I couldn't seem to bridge that gap until I found the tools and information that I share in my one-on-one private sessions, trainings, and right here on this podcast. My goal is to help you begin to bridge that gap by bringing you different topics related to mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And in case you didn't know, this podcast is recorded live during my bi-monthly virtual healing circles. These are virtual gatherings that are 100% free, and no RSVP is required. So you're welcome to come whenever you can and stay as long as you want. Each circle, we open the space with a candle meditation, after which I will share with you my favorite grounding practices and lead you through a circle casting, guided meditation and breathwork, followed by a soul-inspiring gratitude practice. If you are interested in learning more about how you can continue your journey and experience my virtual healing circles in real time, please visit www.btgwellness.com/circle and join my free circle membership. If you like what you hear in today's episode, please also remember to leave a review and share the love by sharing this episode with your friends, family, and social network. And as always, if you have any questions about anything at any time, please feel free to reach out to me through either of my websites, either btgwellness.com or my coaching website, livelifeunbroken.com, or through email or social media. Enjoy the episode! Welcome to the Virtual Healing Circle. With me, Jen Fable of BTG Wellness and LiveLifeUnbroken.com. And tonight we're going to build on the concept of quantum that we talked about last time. Of course, if you wanted to go pick up that information from the last episode of the podcast, you can go ahead and do that. Tonight I want to talk to you about quantum ripples, the implications of echo chambers, and how we are creating this in our world. And it's a really good example of what's happening on the quantum field, potentially. So why is this important? This is important because understanding and recognizing the role that echo chamber effects have in your life can help you become more aware of the biases that you hold. This is shadow work 101. A lot of people talk about, I'm working with my shadow, I'm doing shadow work, but it's not just writing in your journal or, you know, holding child's pose while you cry. Shadow work means being willing to notice what we're feeding in our life, what reality is showing up for us, and our responsibility in it so that we don't have to be victims, but that we can feed it something better. This is important because knowing this information can help encourage critical thinking skills, personal empowerment, and freedom of choice. This is the very basis of concepts like democracy, which is built on exposure to diverse viewpoints. It's built on informed decision-making. It's built on the freedom to choose your reality. And this is important because without this information, you can't ever actually be free. Now, last time we talked about this idea of the quantum infinite field of potential, and we talked about it through the lens of quantum physics. We talked about the double slit experiment. We talked about the idea that at the quantum level, which means subatomic particles, which is anything that's smaller than an atom, so things like photons and electrons, in that world, things can be in two places at once. We call that superposition. This suggests that all possibilities, everything that can, everything that will, everything that has existed, does exist in superposition, and that it doesn't collapse into our reality until we observe it or we measure it somehow. Now, when we talk about the quantum field of potential, we're looking at it through the lens of theoretical physics. It's theoretical. It's abstract. It's really hard for our brains to wrap around. It's really cool. It makes my inner nerd super happy, but it's not quite tangible and applicable to our actual reality in our life. What I want to talk about tonight is how the internet mirrors the vastness of the quantum field of potential, and how we can use this as an example of how manifestation and the law of attraction might be operating in our life. So the internet, like the quantum field, is a vast, seemingly infinite space. It contains all information, opinions, viewpoints. It's unlimited. It's being constantly fed. And so it is an infinite space where all realities exist. And much like the quantum field, what we interact with in the virtual space on the internet is determined by our actions, by our choices. So the concept of the echo chamber and the way information circulates online draws a lot of parallels to certain aspects of how the universe operates and the principles like law of attraction operates, with a couple of distinctions. So in the law of attraction, there's this emphasis on focusing your thoughts and energy on what you want to attract into your life. In the online echo chamber of the internet, we focus on content and information that aligns with our existing beliefs and interests. This focused attention then reinforces our beliefs and brings potentially similar content and viewpoints to us. So what we put out there gets echoed back to us. Both in the universe and in the online echo chamber, there's a tendency for us to perceive and attract experiences that resonate with our dominant thoughts and beliefs. I love when I hear people say things like, that doesn't resonate with me. Yes, it might mean because it's not meant for you, but it also might mean because it's not where you are yet. If you're on a healing journey, where you are is not going to resonate with where you want to be. A healthy relationship will feel damn scary when you're used to toxicity. It won't resonate with you. That's why we sabotage ourselves. That's why we repeat patterns. On the online space, this leads to a selective perception of reality, where we'll primarily notice and engage with information that confirms our worldview while filtering out anything that's conflicting, any other type of perspective. Now, according to the law of attraction, everything in the universe vibrates at a certain frequency, and like attracts like. Similarly, in an online echo chamber, content that resonates with the dominant energy or quote-unquote vibration of a particular community or individual tends to be amplified and attracted. If you've ever been in different Facebook groups, you know each one has their vibe. When we belong to groups that we vibe with, this creates a feedback loop where similar content will continue to be generated and shared within that echo chamber. So you have this little chamber within a chamber, echoes within echoes in infinite space. Both in the universe and in these online echo chambers, these feedback loops can perpetuate patterns or dynamics. In the law of attraction, the feedback loop occurs between your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your manifestations. In the online echo chamber, algorithms and user interactions create feedback loops that either reinforce certain behaviors or beliefs or don't. And therefore, it shapes the content that we're exposed to and therefore how we perceive reality. While the law of attraction emphasizes personal growth and expansion through conscious creation, the online echo chamber phenomenon can sometimes limit our exposure to diverse perspectives. It can hinder personal growth. So while we have access to this infinite field of potential, sometimes within that infinite field, our own interaction with it limits us. When we look at it through the lens of social media, again, an echo within an echo, the internet echo chamber is a concept that describes the online environment. And if you look at it through social media platforms and personalized content, it can reinforce our beliefs and opinions. So most online platforms like Facebook, X, which used to be known as Twitter, YouTube, these algorithms help curate content based on our behavior, based on our preferences, based on our interactions. The more likely we are to engage with content, the more likely the algorithm will show it to us. They want us to be engaged. They want us to be getting an experience that makes us want to come back for more. It keeps us feeding into it, which is a wonderful thing. But it also creates an echo chamber where our beliefs and our perspectives are reinforced by what we're already aligned with. It shows us stuff that we're already going to find interesting and agreeable, but it also means that we end up with a little filter bubble. And in this bubble, because we're engaging with content that reinforces our perspectives, we end up in this space where we're shielded from diverse viewpoints, from alternate perspectives. For example, if I'm consistently interacting with political content from a specific ideological viewpoint, the algorithm is going to prioritize that. It's going to show me more of that, but it's going to filter out anything that disagrees with it, anything that might make me uncomfortable, anything that might make me question my beliefs or expand my perspectives or be able to see it from another side. This leads to something called a confirmation bias. It makes us comfortable. When we're continually, repeatedly exposed to information that confirms our existing beliefs, we end up with a confirmation bias, which is the tendency to seek out, interpret, and remember information in a way that confirms our own preconceptions, our own biases. In the context of the internet and social media echo chamber, we can become less receptive to information that contradicts our point of view. This can actually lead to a narrowing of perspective, which is interesting. In an infinite field of potential, we actually get tunnel visioned, very similar to the quantum field. Once we're in this echo chamber, it can create something called polarization within online communities and society at large. If you've ever posted a picture of eating popcorn while a bunch of people battled it out over stupidity in a Facebook message group, then you've seen polarity. You've seen the polarization that can happen. It leads to hostility and a form of tribalism, us versus them. My viewpoint is right and everyone else's is wrong. Because the internet echo chamber can also spread misinformation, it also means that truth becomes very relative. Whose truth? What truth? Within that little bubble of the echo chamber, it's really easy to be blinded to what is real and what's not real. So how does this relate to the law of attraction? How does this relate to our actual quantum universe? Well, just like our interaction on social media will send ripples throughout the digital landscape, so too do our actions and our beliefs and our perspectives send ripples throughout the quantum field of potential. What you focus on, what you interact with, how you train the algorithm is what shows up for you. I'm always amazed when people say things like, I have to take a break from Facebook because I'm only seeing all this negative garbage on my timeline. I'm like, well, then curate your timeline better. You have control over what shows up for you. If you are in a relationship and you want to have a better relationship, curate your feed so lots of people who have good information about healthy relationships shows up for you. If you want money and abundance and success, make sure you're aligning with groups that don't bitch about debt, but that talk about success and how to get there. Curate your feed. Collapse the quantum field of potential. Control what your reality is because it's an infinite field of possibility. All options are valid. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? When it comes to breaking free of the echo chamber, your intention is the most important thing. When it comes to breaking free from feeling like you are being squashed by the universe, your intention is the most important thing. When people ask me, you know, well, what about people who are empaths and I'm just the victim of other people's energy, I just pick up on their energy. Your intention can collapse a quantum field of potential into reality. That's fucking powerful. Never, ever put your intention at the mercy of other people. Your intention is the most powerful energy in the universe because it creates your reality. Being aware of this is important. Seeking out diverse perspectives is important. It helps you break out of the echo chamber. Read things that make you uncomfortable. Read the other side of the political landscape. Don't just talk about and hold signs about free speech. Expose yourself to the free speech of others. Allow yourself to be open to perspectives. Break the echo chamber. Curate your feed so that it empowers you. Do that online. And do that in the greater quantum field as well, because you can. So some key concepts to remember. Remember that the echo chamber effect in social media is a really good example of how the quantum nature of the universe operates. Your intention, your interactions shape your reality, period. You don't like what's showing up for you, change it. Remember that what you focus on is what creates the algorithm in your life, and online, which means you have full power over the world that you perceive. And remember that actively seeking out diverse perspectives, opposing beliefs, conflicting values, helps expand the confines of your current understanding. It allows you access to more of that potential. It allows you to collapse that quantum wave with more flexibility. And as always, I want to remind you to decide you want it more than you're afraid of it. Knowing that we have the power to curate our life, that we are not the victims of Facebook, that we are not the victims of other people's energy, that we are not the victims of life, but that we are actually in a dance with it, and that we have just as much power about where we move on the dance floor as the universe does. So just decide you want it more than you're afraid of it. And that's always the decision that will take you to the next step. And of course, if you have any questions about anything from tonight's circle or podcast, please know you can always reach out to me through either of my websites, either btgwellness.com or livelifeunbroken.com, or through email or through social media.
When you talk about the echo chamber and putting sort of out there and creating that algorithm, and you go back to your neuro-linguistic programming and how you perceive things that's already kind of happened to you or made you think or feel or behave a certain way, how do you kind of get away from that feeling to put out there the things that you want and believe that you're going to get them?
So you do shadow work. You work on the emotional layer of reality. You be willing to reach out for support and get a perspective from someone that's outside of your own brain. Because from within our own brain, we're crazy sometimes based on all those filters. This is the whole point of coaching. The whole point of coaching, the reason why I have a coach is because my life is a blind spot. I call my coach with the craziest shit. She's like, God, Jan, you like stop telling stories in your head. I'm like, ah, is it my stories again? Like, I have amazing stories in my head. The difference is I know I have stories in my head. And when my emotions go ass sideways, which they do a lot, when I can't handle it, when I haven't been able to get through it, I reach out sooner. I get more support faster. And I ask someone who is capable of giving me perspective on where I'm keeping myself stuck. And that's usually not my friends or family, because they're often part of the problem, or they've got their own problems and they don't have their way out of it, right? The reason I vibe with them is because we're usually in the same circles. So we probably have similar problems. That's why we vibe, right? So the short answer is work on your shit. Get supports to do it, because yeah, that's the whole point of NLP, is that the reality that's out there comes in through our neurology and gets squeezed through and filtered and deleted and distorted and generalized to all our dramas and traumas. And our actual reality that we think is real is really just a bunch of warbled, messed up programs that got shoved through our dramas and traumas. So recognizing that our reality will feel very real for us, but that doesn't mean that it's absolute reality, and it doesn't mean that it's a permanent reality. Just because I feel broken today doesn't mean I am broken and can't not feel broken at a different time in my life with the right support. So yeah, work on it. Get support.
So part two of that then, I mean, we all have, I'm going to make a general assumption here, but we all have that one friend who, no matter how much you try and be positive, or, you know, it's just the negative Nellies come out, and you want to keep saying to them, whatever you put out there is what comes back. It's like this vicious cycle, and you can see so much possibility and potential in them. What else can you say besides assaulting them?
So here's the cool thing about humans. We're very predictable, and we never do what we're told. But we will model what is shown to us. So I might not be able to say to someone, get your shit together, I need to help you, you need some help, we can fix this, and have them listen. But when I take responsibility for my stuff, when I get support, when I start showing up in the world differently, when I shine my light so bright, it will inspire someone else to at least look at their light differently. They might not be ready yet to grab the lighter and light their own light yet. They'll at least see that it's possible. They'll at least see someone else shining. So be an example. Live your life authentically. Show up vulnerably. Share as much as you can of yourself. And the places where you can't, because trauma, human, get support. Recognize it sooner, reach out faster. Keep doing that over and over again until the world changes with you. Yeah, it's not the answer we want because we want to control it. And, you know, boundaries, this is where a boundary with myself is. I only share input with people who have, one, asked for help. So if they haven't asked me for help, I'm not going to give it to them. Even if every fiber in my being wants to. And sometimes I will break that boundary because human. But they have to ask. And they also have to show that they're open to my input. Because we also all have that friend who will ask over and over again, how do I do this? How do I do this? And you tell them and you tell them and they still don't do anything. And you're like, I told you this already. Then I'm not going to tell you anymore. Because it's now starting to impact my echo chamber. Yeah. So boundaries and be a shining example. Yeah. Great question. Great question.
So you say about seeking out other people's opinions, right? I can't remember the word that you use, but opinions and insights that are different than your own. I just want to be clear, but you don't mean just any, right? I mean, there's lots of individuals and scary, scary, scary stuff out there, mm-hmm. which I don't know. Personally, I think there's enough of that out there. I don't want to hear anymore. I'm very, very open to different opinions and different perspectives, as long as it's not horrid and mean and destructive. That's okay, right?
Is it okay? Yes. It's a valid option. Yes, it's absolutely okay. Is it the most empowering option? I'm not sure. If how we do something is how we do everything, and if one area of my life I stay away from anything that might be scary, then in every area of my life I might stay away from things that might be scary. And while on the online platform it might be someone's shitty opinion, in my life it might be starting a new business that scares the hell out of me. Leaving a relationship might scare the hell out of me. So learning to be comfortable with things that scare the hell out of us, I think, is empowering. So is it wrong to avoid it? No. Is it a valid option? 100%. Is it the most empowering option? Again, I'm not sure. I don't, in my own personal life, I would rather know what's out there. I would rather turn on the light in the dark and see what's there, because we'll tell ourselves that it's a monster, but monsters don't exist, so it can't actually be a monster. So I'd rather turn on the light and see what's there. And if it scares me, trust myself to know that I can soothe myself. Trust myself to know that I can keep myself safe. And if I'm not sure I can do those things, that's where getting support in the emotional work comes in. Because nothing out there can actually harm me without me being part of it in some capacity. In some capacity.
There's some people I find in their opinion or discussion about things are filled with so much anger mm-hmm. and so much hatred. Mm-hmm. And while I know that there's a lot of that out there, I find it scary. So how is that going to be empowering for me to know more of that that's out there?
How is keeping your head in the sand making it go away? How can we slay the monsters if we won't go look at it? There's a reason all of the stories that we tell in our society are about the quest to go slay the monster, to slay the dragon. This is the archetype of how we play out our lives. And bravery, courage comes from being able to face fear and know that we can still be okay. So is it uncomfortable? Yeah, I mean, there is immense hatred out there. But if I want to know the love, I can't hide from the hatred because they're part of each other. There is immense stupidity out there, but also wisdom. If I want to access the wisdom, I have to access all of it. And I just want to be clear about this idea of I want you to be open to other people's perspectives, but that doesn't mean only. We have to be aware of all perspectives, and that includes our own. It's great to know what scares us. It's great to know what encourages us. It's great to know what we believe in. It's great to know what we don't believe in. Sometimes we only know that by being exposed to that which is not us. I didn't even know I didn't believe in this until I saw someone saying that they believed in it, and I thought about it, and then I realized, oh, I don't believe in it. Right? So it is in the reflection within what we don't want that will become more clear about what we do want. It's in the reflection of our greatest terror that we access our deepest courage. So I feel like the more empowering option is to be able to go anywhere within that quantum field of potential and know that we can stay safe and that we can hold true to our values. That being exposed to someone else's anger and hatred doesn't have to actually impact me. And knowing that it exists allows me to know how to face it, how to walk with it because it's part of our world. How to hopefully one day conquer it. But I can't slay the dragon if I'm not even willing to walk up to the castle.
I know how to make myself safe.
Ah.
I don't feel safe.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I avoid what scares me? Not so empowering. How do I keep myself safe? Is a wonderful question to ask. And as long as we're asking, how do I avoid fear? We're not asking the how do I keep myself safe. Once we start asking, how do I keep myself safe? Guess how we're now going to start collapsing that quantum field? What echoes are we putting into the world now? Now we're echoing my safety. So that's a beautiful question to ask. I love that. Thank you again for joining me for this episode of the BTG podcast, which stands for Bridge the Gap, with me, Jen Fable. Remember, if you want to experience my virtual healing circles in real time, visit www.btgwellness.com/circle. And of course, if you have any questions at any time, please know you're always welcome to reach out to me through social media or through my websites at btgwellness.com or through my coaching website, livelifeunbroken.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.